Just ask yourself, when was the last time you went hunting? For more and more of us, the answer isn't just, it's been a while, it's never been. While Tennessee has held pretty steady in recent years, fewer Americans are waking up before dawn, putting on camouflage, and toting a rifle into the woods, and fewer young people especially. So we sent WPLN's Blake Farmer on a special multi-generational hunt.
An experienced turkey hunter looks a little like a sound effects artist. Leith Canondike has a half dozen instruments in his camo pack, meant to attract a big gobbler in the woods of Lincoln County. One is a wooden paddle and what looks like a mini cigar box.
Native Americans probably would have had stuff like this. We can also use it for... There's nothing special about it, but a lot of turkeys have died because of it.
Canondike keeps his voice low. After all, we are hunting. He says he learned how to use all kinds of turkey calls from watching his uncles.
You ever seen a diaphragm call? This one's brand new, untouched.
He sticks a piece of plastic in his bearded cheek. Canondike makes his living as a game warden. He's a mountain of a man with a studious appreciation for one of the oldest industries in America.
Hunting and trapping's why we're here. I mean, if it wasn't for beaver skin hats that people wanted in Europe, we wouldn't have spread westward, and the Hudson Bay and Northwest companies wouldn't have ever established trapping posts, and North America wouldn't have been settled probably as quickly. But so it had a lot to do with our foundation of who we are today, and I think that's what we're trying to pass on.
Canondike has seen the trend lines, a fairly steady decline in hunters since the 1970s. Fewer young people are taking up what is, for most people, an expensive hobby. And that's why he goes out of his way to promote hunting to teens, starting with his two sons. Today, he's just the guide and loading a shotgun for his 14-year-old named Lake. He's never bagged a turkey, though he already calls hunting an addiction.
I mean, your heart is pumping real fast while you're aiming, getting ready to shoot.
The Canondikes live near the Alabama line, where barns and fence rows still dominate the landscape. But Lake says most of his friends at school don't hunt, and more often than not, they turn their noses up at it.
I mean, you could talk to a girl about it, she's throwing up over there. I'm like, I'm talking about it. I'm not showing you a picture of a doe that I just gutted or showing you a video. I did that once for 4-H. It ended up terrible.
He field-dressed a dove in front of his class. Their disgust was apparently obvious. The headwinds against hunting are pretty simple. An industry analysis from IBIS World this year says that as the country continues to urbanize, exposure to hunting becomes more limited, and more people see the activity in a negative light. Plus, fewer people have the connections it would take to get started, like knowing someone with land.
Maybe people don't have the opportunity that they used to have to access and hunt those pieces of property.
But Leith also recognizes a strange thing that's happening. Even as fewer of us hunt, census figures show hunters are spending more money doing it.
So you got all this stuff and people are bombarded with, what boots to wear and what camo to wear and what scent to use. And when I was a kid, man, I mean, I remember wearing multiple pairs of socks and, you wore your boots when they started not fitting, you just took off a pair of socks,
Leith has become a bit of a gear hog at this point too, but he says he tries to steer beginners toward what he sees as the character building aspects.
Part of like taking kids hunting is there's a reward to patience. They're coming to us.
Leith and his son Lake are squatting against trees about 20 feet apart. They're trying to blend in as a big red-headed turkey follows a group of hens strutting through a swampy area. Leith gives the signal and Lake takes aim. A gobbler's in range.
Shoot him again. Hold on. Shoot him again if he comes back up. Never mind, you got him. Woo! Congratulations, man, on your first bird. Well, go get him. I can't even get up. My heart's racing.
The father and son take a photo together, posing with Lake's first kill. It's a portrait that many people treasure, but fewer may have of themselves. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.